You are back with the conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. 4-hour waits to vote. Yep, it happened. County election officials are caught flat-footed with the last-minute surge on some islands. Common Cause warned of this scenario and even considered legal action over it. Sandy Ma is the executive director of the watchdog group Common Cause.
We were very concerned about long lines forming at voter service centers on election day for the August and general elections. We had seen this on the mainland, you know, during voting time, and so we were very concerned about this happening here. And so we had written letters to all elected officials and our elections officials asking for more voter service centers. We started raising this alarm right after we learned that there was only going to be 8 statewide. This was back in 2019. You know, we had pushed for legislation during the 2020 legislative session asking for more voter service centers and drop boxes. We were unsuccessful. But between the August primary and the general election, more drop boxes were added statewide, which we were very happy to see. But we definitely needed more voter service centers on election day for the general election. There were we had volunteers on neighbor islands and on Oahu, and we saw lines pretty much statewide.
Let's go island by island. I mean, what did you hear, like, say, from Maui?
So Maui Island had one voter service center, and our volunteers reported lines stretching down the block where the one voter service center is located, and lines up to, like, 2 hours in the hot sun because there's no shade where that voter service center is located. And so our volunteers got water and got snacks just to keep the people hydrated and you know, with a little bit of snacks during the day. And so, yes, it was quite hot at the Velma McWane Voter Service Center.
What was the snapshot on Hawaii Island?
There was lines in the morning at the Kona Voter Service Center, which actually led to some people getting kind of testy. So there was some testiness going on. There were lines at the Hilo Voter Service Center all day, is what we heard from our volunteers. Lines stretching around the block, just snaking around the building. So, yeah, this was all day long, is what we heard from our volunteers at the Aupuni Center. But no lines, the wait times did not even begin to compare to what we saw on Oahu at Kapolei and Honolulu, Hale. Kapolei by far had the longest lines with 4-plus hours.
I know there was some concern about social distancing, physical distancing.
Well, what we had heard was when it got dark, it was very hard to keep social distancing and physical distancing because it was dark and people were just milling around. And so that just got that just made matters even worse.
I hope people were masked.
For the most part, we saw that and from what our volunteers reported, that people were masked and people were keeping apart. But like I said, when the sun went down and it got dark, it became harder to separate. Because the lighting was bad. People just started milling around. People's tempers got a little frayed. You know, it was a long day, and elections officials had worked a long day. It just became harder for everyone, as you could possibly imagine.
And I think the election staff, you know, really tried to do what they could to encourage voters to get out early. You know, they had the lead time up to the actual voting day where folks could come down. But still, you're going to get the crowd that likes to wait to the last minute.
That is true. You know, there was a public education campaign, especially for the first time voting by mail. Common Cause also did a public education campaign letting people know that they should vote by mail, vote early for their health and safety of themselves, their family, and for the community. But we do have same-day voter registration and voting in Hawaii, and so people can go and register to vote in person. And also with the pandemic, this has caused people to lose their jobs and to have to move. And ballots are not forwardable by law, and so people may not realize that their ballots cannot be forwarded. So even if you move and you put in a change of address, your ballots don't follow you. And so people would have to go to the voter service center and vote in person. And these are these little things that happen. You know, we are in a pandemic and these things happen. We do have a really high population of homeless, houseless, and unsheltered. How are you going to get a ballot if you don't have a stable address, if you don't have a mailbox for mail to be mailed to? And so people have the constitutional right to vote. And so they're going to go in person to a voter service center. And you're probably going to say, why not go the 10 days when the voter service centers were open? It takes time. It takes money to get transportation to these areas, especially when there's so few. We also have the national rhetoric coming down, calling into doubt our vote-by-mail, wrongfully calling into doubt the vote-by-mail process, which is incredibly safe and secure and the best way to vote now, and also the national destabilization of our postal service, and so which kind of forced people, some people, to have to go in person to vote in person. In some counties, like Hawaii County, there are 16 charter amendments, and it takes time to kind of study them, and it's great that we have time to study the charter amendments at home with vote by mail, but, you know, at some point, maybe you go in person to vote because time has run out to return your ballot. We needed more voter service centers. It was anticipated that this was going to happen. It was foreseeable. This is the most important elections of our lifetimes. It has been stated over and over again for a very long time. We knew the pandemic was coming. It's been here with us for a while. We've been sounding this alarm that we needed more voter service centers. So we need more voter service centers. We need more drop boxes. So, yeah.
Okay, I know. Unfortunately, the next election is several years away, but
now's the time to prepare. Now's the time to find out where's the best places to situate additional voter service centers, additional drop boxes. We could study, learn from this election, and be prepared.
And the state's chief elections officer, Scott Nago, plans to meet with the county clerks to find out what he can do to avoid the late crowds, which delayed the counting of the returns. We did hear from Glenn Takahashi, the city clerk of Honolulu. He spoke with HPR's Casey Harlow about what went wrong.
We really got hit on the last day by people who just, a lot of them who just decided that, hey, election day is the day that something has to be done, and that's the only day that I kind of want to do it. And so they came down, and they really showed up in droves. That's a good thing, obviously. Service centers made up about 4% for us of the total persons voting. So 96% of the persons voted either returning it by mail or using our drop boxes. So you know, when we look at that kind of numbers, we're like, well, most of the voters are embracing the mail process. What we also saw on election day was a little bit more processing-heavy, processing-intensive transactions for the voters, a lot more election day registration and voter registration updates on election day as opposed to previous days leading into election day. And so that takes a little bit more time and affects our throughput as well, too. I mean, we know that that's the purpose of the voter service centers, to do those types of updates. When we got hit on the last day, we're like, wow, we knew there was going to be a bump, but we're a little bit surprised. We were going at roughly 300 voters per hour as far as servicing goes. And, you know, and if you just kind of do the math, it's going to take more than the given 12 hours to process, you know, 4,520 people. So that's what caused the delays, but the credit goes to the staff. They persevered, and the voters, who were really very gracious and patient with us. But we made a commitment to getting through it, and we were the last to close. But the other islands, nobody closed at 7, right? Everybody closed late. I think Kauai was probably first, and then Maui, and then Big Island went till at least 8:30, and then we followed after that. Honolulu closed down first, and then Kapolei later on in the evening, probably around the 11 o'clock hour or so. Yeah, we got to compare notes with them, but the phenomena, if you will, I think, was statewide. And so we got to look at this and see what we learn from it.
And Takahashi addressed the idea of adding more service centers to ease delays for same-day voting.
Opening more voter service centers could have just perhaps just distributed the problem or the crowds over multiple locations. And I don't think voters load balance for us, if you will, right? So the solution to the problem is a lot more nuanced than, well, just add 3 more and your problem is solved. Voter service centers are not as easy as running a polling place where, you know, a polling place services a geographic area, and there are only a certain amount of voters in that geographic area that can partake of the services at that location. So there's a whole lot of uncertainty of the numbers as far as how many people may show up at this particular service center, but we're going to take a look at that. I know it's going to be an item of discussion probably in next year's legislature, but I would caution on thinking that that's the only solution to what occurred. Every election is different, right? In the primary election, you know, in total over the 12 or 13 days, we only serviced 3,000 people. Clearly, there wasn't a whole lot of need, perhaps, for even two service centers in the primary election, given that kind of a number. But in the general election, the number bumped up to a total of 17,195. And, of course, we know it was going to go up, right? It's a presidential election, which always shows more interest, you know. But how do you allocate the proper amount of resources with that kind of really wide varying usage data? And that's the challenge that we as administrators are in. We've got to scale it properly. But it may not be formula-based. That's the thing, right? It could be with the types of equipment we employ or putting out a couple more extra computers or whatnot. So, again, the solution is nuanced and not based upon a simple formula, you know, that add two more and you'll be fine. I think if we just go on that kind of simplistic way, you know, we could make things worse, actually, and we certainly don't want to do that.
We have been hearing from Honolulu City Clerk Glenn Takahashi and Common Cause's Sandy Ma about the problems on election night and what can be done to fix it next time around. Ma does plan to ask lawmakers to mandate changes.